Hello, and welcome to this week's SICK Modcast. This is Jordan Crace bringing you the latest in the world of SICK modifications. Today we'll cover the November Working Group outcomes, the recent designation, and open consultations. Let's kick this off with the discussions we had this Wednesday just passed in the November Working Group meeting. Four SICK modifications were presented, these being SICK modification number 7, firmware updates to IHDs and PP MIDs. SICK modification 66, advanced shipment notifications for consignment of communications hubs, and modification proposal 80, ensuring a managed move to JUIS version 3.1, and finally, modification proposal 83, change coordination. I have the lead analyst for SICK mod 7, Joe, with me today. Joe, what were the outcomes from the working group for SICK modification 7?
So during the working group, we discussed two things. Firstly, we discussed the service request, which will be used to both distribute and activate firmware for PP MIDs and IHDs. There are two options. Firstly, using service request 11.1, or reusing, shall I say, or introducing a new service request specifically for PP MIDs and IHDs. The working group could see benefits in both options with several variables that they needed to consider. These were obviously impacts on implementation timescales, impacts to costs, and whether either option could facilitate the SSC's statement that either service request needs to be able to differentiate between ESMI and GESMI firmware and PPMID IHD firmware, and also be able to apply different anomaly detection values to each. As a result, the DCC agreed to raise a change request against the modification to investigate these variables, and we will update the working group once those results come back in.
Cool, thank you, Joe. Any idea of a timescale at this stage, or is it quite open-ended?
Quite open-ended, to be honest.
Perfect, thank you.
So the other discussion point at the meeting was the usage of the memory blocks on the comms hub. There were two options identified. One is to use both blocks without distinction. The other is to restrict PPMID IHD and HCALX firmware to the ESMI block only. In both options, ESMI and GESMI firmware will always take priority if no blocks are available. The working group agreed there are pros and cons to each option, and the DCC subsequently agreed to investigate the impacts on timescales and cost to each option.
Thanks for that update, Joe. Seems pretty technical. Just a reminder that all these summaries will be available on our web pages shortly. I also have here Brad, the lead analyst for SICK Mod 66. Brad, could you please give us a brief overview of the discussions had on SICK modification number 66?
Okay, so we first summarised the issue where the proposers deemed the 48-hour window between receiving an advanced shipment notification and the delivery of a consignment of communications hub being too short. This is due to there not being enough time to process the ASN and forward the details onto the third-party logistics partner. As such, the business requirements request an extension to 4, 6, 8 and 10 days as opposed to the 48 hours to give the proposer more time to process the ASN data. As a result, we received the DCC PA back a couple of weeks ago, which we then delved into during the working group. One of the main points was the proposer queried the need for a third warehouse, which was stated in the preliminary assessment. And then the DCC confirmed that this was due to them currently operating at full capacity with their original two warehouses. And it was also questioned in terms of the 2023 implementation date, as this could be potentially exaggerated. The DCC went on to confirm that this is due to there being the need to construct a third warehouse or potentially get planning permission to extend the current warehouses, as well as integrating a new IT infrastructure and employing and training up new staff. One working group member questioned the OMS and comms hub processes. The DCC commented that damage can occur in transit from manufacturers. This can result in faulty units, so the DCC performed random sample testing when the communication hubs are received to the warehouse. This testing removes the possibility of the ASNs being made available well in advance of delivery dates. Okay, on to the next steps now. This modification will be sent out for refinement consultation to gain further industry feedback. It was also mentioned in the preliminary assessment that the DCC are willing to contact their logistics team and put them in touch with a proposer to see if there's a possibility to find a solution outside the modifications process. This will be investigated in the next few weeks.
Perfect. Thanks, Brad. We look forward to having some updates on those other discussions. Unfortunately, Adam, the lead analyst for Modification 80, could not be here today, so I will give a brief summary of the working group outcomes for this modification. The issues identified in this proposal were outlined, and the benefits of removing older versions of GUIS were highlighted. Discussions continued on to a solution to the proposed migration to GUIS 3.1 and future enduring processes to avoid raising a SIC modification every time a migration is needed. The proposed solution is to include GUIS in Schedule 11, the TS applicability tables. This would allow an applicability start date to be defined for a new version of GUIS when one is raised. The working group discussed that this would need to be a 12-month lead time at a minimum. Furthermore, it was discussed if there should be a defined number of active GUIS versions. Finally, I took Modification 83 to the working group for discussion of the draft business requirements. This was both for specific details the proposer wished to discuss and get input on, as well as for general comments. The modification is looking to get DCC users to provide the DCC details of changes to the user's systems. The DCC will use this to produce a heat map of high-risk days for change. Working group members believe there should not be an obligation on them to supply information to the DCC with a defined notice period. Instead, there should be a guidance document with recommendations for the DCC users. Additionally, the operations group wished to make sure that recent system improvements proposals with changes to the self-service interface are not duplicated in this modification. Therefore, the solution to this modification is not likely to require DCC system change. Once again, summary documents for each of these modification discussions at the working group will be available on our website shortly, along with a recording of the proceedings. All right, onto the recent designation this Monday just passed, Bayes and CCAS designated version 6.20. The Bayes portion of this designation was a redesignation of Appendix AK, SIC Variation Testing Approach Document for SMETS 1, and approval of a new Migration Testing Approach Document. The CCAS designation was to implement the changes from Modification Proposal 87, Correction to SIC Section G, User Responsibilities. Further details can be found on our news page on our website. Finally, I'll be highlighting all the currently open SIC consultations. Let's begin with SIC Modification 46, allow DNOs to control electric vehicle charging connected to smart meter infrastructure. This is out for a refinement consultation, and this closes on the 15th of November. So please get those responses in by then. Modification Proposal 81, alignment of GUIS and Chisholm to reflect current DCC processing, is out for modification report consultation and closes this coming Monday, the 11th of November, so please get in quick to have your say. And finally, a follow-on Bayes consultation on proportional load control and the GBCS and CHITS drafting for this. This closes the 25th of November, so please direct all consultation responses to Bayes. For full details of this consultation, please visit our latest news webpage. And just one last note, a quick reminder, the November 2019 SIC release date has been moved back to the 29th of November. That's all for now. If you have any comments or queries on any of the topics covered today, please get in contact and we'll be happy to help out. Bye for now.